And Tim Cutting tonight on FM 101 AM 1490, your home for local sports. And just want to remind you, you can also listen to the games online at WCDOsports.com. And that is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. And also a reminder that you can go to our game audio archive there. Any game that we've done is on the audio archive. You can download it and listen to it for free anytime at WCDOsports.com. You can also follow me on Twitter there. That's where we cover all our other fall sports, anything from soccer, field hockey, cross-country, volleyball, you name it. We try to cover it on my Twitter page, and it's a busy time of the year right now as a lot of our local soccer leagues, the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League, the MAC, all getting ready for their playoffs and who's going to make it to the championship game. So the page is chock full of local information that you need to know. So
I decided that I was going to tell you that I will go to the archives if you guys edit me out.
Yeah. Well, that could be difficult.
I know, but geez, I don't want to listen to myself.
So we do get a lot of great feedback about the game audio archive. People, especially former players, will say, you know, this was my favorite game.
Yeah.
It was one of the games you guys did. I like to go back and listen to it. And you get a lot of the kids, too, that they got some free time. They'll go back and listen on a weekend after a game. So it's a lot of fun. And the Eagles are going to kick off here, and back to receive is Tyler Stein, catching a line drive for Unitego at the 35. Just reached out and just grabbed onto that thing and held on for dear life.
I think it's embedded in his chest, because I'll tell you what, that thing was a bullet, and he made a nice play, and Unitego will start their first possession of the second half on their own 35-yard line.
So Unitego again with the white helmets, the Spartan logo on the side, the green tops, the black pants, going right to left on your radio dial. DH with the white helmets, the royal blue trim, the white tops, the royal blue pants, says DH in blue on the side of the helmet. That's your color matchup here for tonight as we start the second half. A little sweep to Dawson Wilsey, running from right to left, brought down as he tried to cut it back up the middle. Good tackle there on the line by Deposit Hancock.
Yeah, Wilsey tried to cut it up in between the center and the guard gap, and Deposit Hancock was right there and stopped him for a short gain.
Two teams that can run the ball and run the clock, and I'm very interested to see how that goes in the second half. As Coach McCroney, a wizard sometimes at being able to chew time off the clock. 11 and a half to go here as we start the third quarter. Second and nine coming up. Slauson's going to hand this one off, and on a first down, bowling his way forward for a first down is Caden Clow out across the 45 to the 46. The lone sophomore on this team gets it done there for Unitego.
That's a small bull. I mean, he's not a big kid, but I'll tell you what, he runs with his head down and does a good job and finishes off his runs.
I tell you, though, even though he's not big, when you're next to him, you can tell he's strong and powerful. He's just muscular, very well built, perfect for the running back position here for Coach McCroney. He'll hand off. No, it's going to be a fake and a pass here from Slauson up into the night sky looking for Cooper Thayer. Intercepted there by Darren Shaver back at the 30-yard line. He read that one well and just cut in front of Cooper Thayer and ripped it out of the night sky.
Yeah, Unitego went to the well one too many times there, and I think they talked about that and said, hey, let's get him some help over the top, and who else to do it? Mr. Shaver.
Shaver, you could see, was just spying on that one. Came over, went up, and it's going to be hard to outjump a guy like that with how athletic he is. So the first turnover of the game, Deposit Hancock's going to get the ball back as they go left to right on your radio dial. They're going to pick it up at their own 28-yard line. So let's see if the Eagles have an answer here to start the second half after the halftime break. 10:57 to go, third quarter. Shaver with a little pitch out to Jackson Miller. He's at the 25-30. Jackson Miller is into daylight, outside to midfield, rolls his way up to about the 47-yard line. The Eagles with a lot of energy coming out of the dressing room here, and it's a first and 10 coming up.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. They had their halftime conversation down in the end zone on the far right, and they actually were waiting for the Unitego Spartans to come out on the field. They were done warming up at like two minutes and a half, so they are pumped.
I tell you, the bench and also some of these fans on the near side here are really hooting and hollering, getting the Eagles fired back up here on this first drive of the second half. Here's Miller, tries to run up the middle. Dean Reed is right there at the 50-yard line to rope him down for maybe a gain of one.
Yeah, number 55. Why, he watched number 42 run by him, and then he just reached out and grabbed a hold of him and said, get back here.
Second and eight coming up for Deposit Hancock. The Eagles are at midfield again, going left to right. Clock's moving down to 10 minutes to go, third quarter. It's Unitego 14, Deposit Hancock 6. Friday Night Lights tonight on CDO. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you under the lights at UCS. And our game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in our Sydney studios. Here's Shaver, takes off on a second and eight to the outside, bounces out to the 40, good for a first down, over the 40 to about the 38. Good run by Darren Shaver.
Made it look like it was a dive play kind of thing, but that was all quarterback run right there, and he had three guys leading him around the end. So big, nice play call, really well executed by Shaver, and first down Eagles.
And we talked about it several times in the first half that he can just break a play like that. They had a third and 13 that he just tucked it and ran, and he can be the difference. First and 10 now with 9.5 to go, third quarter. Another pitch from left to right. Here's Jackson Miller, a good juke, and maybe a gain of 2 on the play as Cooper Thayer was right there to bring him down.
Yeah, 42 and 12, made a nice play right there. The block was there, but the safety came up, Cooper Thayer, and made a nice open field tackle on a very, very shifty runner.
Noah Hotala was also in on the tackle there for Unitigo. So a second and 7 coming up for Deposit Hancock. They are at the Unitigo 35-yard line with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. DH trying to feed off some of this energy from their fans and the bench as they'll hand off Austin Lenio. He's going to sweep it outside to the right. Caden Cloud trying to bring him down, just tripped him up. A shoestring tackle, maybe a gain of 1 on the play if he got back to the line of scrimmage.
What a fantastic play right there. I mean, because if Cloud doesn't make that play, Lenio's walking down the sideline and into the end zone. What a great play.
So Caden Klaus showing how athletic he is there, and he just got enough to trip him up. Third and 7. This is a big one coming up for the Eagles with 8.5 to go third quarter. It's Unitigo on top, 14-6 over the visiting DH Eagles.
They don't have to get it all on this down because they're definitely in probably two-down territory.
Shaver is going to drop back. He's at the 45, wants to throw. Now he pulls it down. Andy Sheldon is in pursuit. Shaver's all the way back to the 50 now. Throws it to the right side, complete to Jackson Miller, but they just get back to the line of scrimmage, even though it's a 10-yard completion.
10-yard completion. And like you said, Nate, they got back to the line of scrimmage. So it is fourth down now, and it's a fourth and 8. The ball is spotted on about the 36-yard line of the Spartans. We'll see what they do from here.
Interesting.
Punt right here is going to be tough.
Interesting field position.
Yeah.
You know, you punt, you risk, you know, putting
it right
out.
Back at the 20.
Yeah, right back at the 20 anyways, going right out the backside of the end zone. And it looks like they're going to go for it on a 4th and 8 with 7:35 to go third quarter. They are in Unitigo territory, and they're going to drop back to pass. Reed is going right after Shaver, but Shaver's going to take off. He's got some room. He's going to pick up the first down. Just gets enough, and he's going to move the chains out to the 25-yard line, and Shaver does it all.
Yeah, it's we have a flag on the play.
So let's see what the flag is for here, as Shaver just bailed out DH on a 4th and 8, and we'll see what the call is. I thought the flag looked pretty late here, Tim.
Yeah, it was really late, and the boxes moved. Everybody started to move down the field, and then all of a sudden there's a penalty.
And so we'll see what the call is from the white hat here. Going to be a face mask against Unitigo, much to the delight of the Eagles fans, and this is going to tack on a little bit more.
Let's see, that's how he brought him down. I didn't quite see that, but I'm not the one with the flag in my pocket, so they marched off a couple yards, and now it's 1st and 10 from about the 19-yard line.
And so they are inside the red zone. The Eagles trying to march and get back in this game with 7:15 to go in the third quarter. It's Unitigo leading Deposit Hancock 14-6, but the Eagles are on the march. Here is Shaver under center, and again on a 1st and 10 after they go for it on 4th down. A pitch, little option to Miller on the right side, moving forward but brought down. Good job by Dawson Wilsey, as well as Wyatt Leonard on the tackle for Unitigo.
Yeah, they're definitely leaving that young man, number 12, on an island out there, and that's a tough assignment to have to make that tackle, but he's doing a very nice job.
Noah Hotala has done a good job for Unitigo to come up and make a tackle from a safety position when he's been called upon. 6.5 to go, third quarter. DH with a long drive here on a 2nd and 5. They're inside the red zone. They'll hand off Jackson Miller, hits the hole, bounces back to the inside. Miller all the way down to about the 2-yard line here, and that's going to be good for a first down and a 1st and goal coming up here for the Eagles.
Yeah, this is just exactly what the Eagles wanted to do coming out of halftime. You could just tell they were energized and ready to go, and now they've got 1st and goal to go from inside the 5.
So Darren Shaver marching the troops out of the out of the huddle here, and he's looking for a big second half drive. Shaver's going to bull his way forward on a quarterback keeper. Is he in? Waiting for the signal. Yes, touchdown for Deposit Hancock. And it's now a 14-12 game with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. And I'm assuming they're going to go for two here, Tim.
I would imagine they would. They're going to try to tie the game up here. But that is exactly what they needed to do, especially when Unitego was starting to march down the field and turn the momentum around there. And they did a nice job and got a touchdown. We'll see if they can get the two-point conversion.
So they missed on their first score when Jackson Miller scored on a 30-yard touchdown run. They were no good on the two-point conversion. So this could be a very big play, a turning point here in the game with 6 minutes to go, third quarter. DH scores, and now they go for two. And they'll look to hand it off to Jackson Miller. He's going to hit the pile, and I don't think he's going to get there. Brought down. No, two-point conversion is no good. So Unitego hangs on to the lead, 14-12, with 5:59 to go in the third quarter. We'll step away and be right back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school football on WCDO. Make sure you check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and so much more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks that you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So a touchdown from Darren Shaver gets the Eagles back in this game, but the two-point conversion is no good. So at the moment, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Unitego clinging to a two-point lead, 14-12. And a big series coming up here for the Spartans as they'll get the ball back.
4 points that they've left off the board right there, Nate. And I'll tell you, it could end up being a really big thing in this game.
So DH will kick off. A little spiraling kick will be fielded here by the Spartans, and they'll pick it up. And looks like a pretty good little run back here out to about the 38-yard line for Derek Rose.
Derek Rose, yeah, there's a name that we haven't called in a while. And I'll tell you what, nice little play. Gets them really close to the 40-yard line to start their second possession of the second half.
So Unitego got the ball to start the second half, marched down the field, but then their only turnover of the night, a interception as Shaver went up and picked one out of the air as Paul Slauson was trying to go to Cooper Thayer, and that results in 6 points for DH. So let's see if the Spartans can recover here. With 5:55 to go, third quarter, they still have a 14-12 lead. Slauson, under center, we'll see is moving from right to left. They'll hand off Caden Clow. He bulls his way forward again across the 45 to the 46, moves the pile. Good for 6 or 7 yards.
Yeah, nice little play on first down. Manageable second down distance for the Spartans. Very, very close to their own 45.
You know, Wilsey has been almost more of a decoy tonight than anything. And Caden Clow and Cooper Thayer have been running the ball a lot.
Yeah, like you said before, you know, it's definitely a luxury for Coach Microne to have three really very good backs.
So Clow is in the backfield. Dawson Wilsey is split out to the left side, Cooper Thayer to the right. It's going to be a second and two. Now they'll hand off a sweep to the left side for Cooper Thayer. First down and much more into DH territory to the 40 to the 35 and tackled at the 32-yard line. Big pickup there for the Spartans.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Yeah, Thayer comes around to the left-hand side and just looked like he was going to cut back and froze a guy and then just beat him to the corner.
I love watching Cooper Thayer because he's just a smaller guy, a skinny Class D-type football kid, leaves it all out there. He's fun to watch. He's the type of guy you see in street clothes. You say, boy, he can't play football, but he sure does. 4:55 to go in this third quarter. First and 10, quarterback keeper for Paul Slauson runs to the outside and just gets out of bounds. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage here. So it's going to be a second and 10 coming up. 4:48 to go, third quarter. Unitego 14, Deposit Hancock 12. Spartans going right to left. They're in DH territory at the 35-yard line.
Number 25 and number 33 for the Eagles really weren't fooled on that play at all. They had Slauson right away, and again, like Nate said, no gain on the play. And actually, we have a little issue with the yardage marker, so we're going to have an equipment timeout here.
Yeah, they went piling into that on the tackle, and I think it took them a minute or so to untangle it. as Slauson went out of bounds. He went right into that thing. So that was Lenio and Dakota Edwards on the tackle for Deposit Hancock just a moment ago. So a second and 11 here for Unitigo. The handoff, Caden Clow cuts to the inside, and Cooper Hall is able to bring him down by the ankles. Third and long coming up now for Unitigo.
Cooper Hall with an absolute perfect form tackle right there. Just absolutely can't do it any better than that. Hit him low and just drove him backwards. Nice play.
Third and 8 officially for the Spartans. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. They've shown they can go to the air tonight, but the last time they did it, it resulted in an interception. So let's see. Now they go to Dawson Wilsey. The big workhorse to the outside is brought down. And a great play by, guess who, Darren Shaver. Got him by the left leg and wouldn't let go.
Darren Shaver's doing the job on the other side of the ball tonight.
And so a 4th and 8 coming up for Unitigo. And, you know, similar position here, Tim. They're inside DH territory. They're at about the 32. Do you punt or you just go for it on 4th and 8?
They've got the lead. You know, I mean, that's the other thing you want to think about. You don't want to force anything here. So, and we know they can punt from this, from the regular formation real quick. So
Slauson,
they do have somebody back there.
Slauson is the QB, but he also punts. They're lined up, and it looks like they're going to go for it here on the 4th and 8. Slauson was going to go back to pass, and then DH is going to take a timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. 4th and 8 for Unitigo when we come back. 3:25 to go in the third. It's Unitigo 14, DH 12 on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:25 to go, third quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on your local sports leader, WCDO. And it's a late third quarter game with Unitigo on top by 2 on a 4th and 8, Tim. And it looks like they're going to go for it here, but let's see what Coach McCroney pulls out of the bag.
Yeah, the ball is just about the 32-yard line of the Deposit Hancock Eagles. So you're right, Nate. It does look like they're breaking the huddle and they're going under, not under center, but into the shotgun formation. And he's got Clow right beside him on the right side.
So a 4th and 8, two wide receivers split out to the left and 2 to the right. Slauson loses it and it's a fumble. And on 4th and 8, Unitigo will recover. But the ball is going to go back on downs to Deposit Hancock. So we won't even see that play materialize, as Slauson just lost it on his fingertips.
Yeah, turnover on downs, but just by the way he reacted when he got the ball, I think he was going to do some type of, like, draw play, because it looked like he was getting ready to pull the ball up, like he was going to throw it, but then Clow was right there next to him. So I think we were going to see some form of a draw play there.
Another quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. BG has now opened up their lead against Walton to 21-6 with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. So just an update from down the road between the Bobcats and the Warriors. Right here in Unitigo, 3:21 to go, third quarter. DH gets the ball back, trailing 14-12. And let's see if the Eagles' offense continues to roll here in the second half. And here is Darren Shaver on a 1st and 10. Gets to the outside, trying to work his way up to midfield, and tries to reach it out over the 45. Should be good for a 1st down here for DH.
Every time we've said that tonight, something else has happened. But the chains are moving. You're right on this one.
So Shaver, we did not see him run a ton in the first half. Now we're starting to see him open the game up with his legs.
Did Deposit Hancock play green?
No.
Okay. The reason I bring that up is because this is kind of like what Carmen does. He doesn't do a darn thing in the first half, and then all of a sudden, bang,
yes,
he comes out in the second half.
Nope. Different divisions.
Yep.
So rare that we would see them match up, but boy, that'd be a great playoff matchup for sure. I'd love to see those two,
Shaver and
Koyoff,
and that'd be awesome.
Clock still moving, and about a 1 yard run on 1st and 10. Actually, they'll give them 2 for Jackson Miller, so a 2nd and 8 here for the Eagles.
Halftime exhibition, 100-yard.
Yeah, hey, Coy Austin, Darren Shaver right at the half. Put him on the track. Let's go. I like that idea. We might be able to market that. I don't know if the coaches would like it. 2:20 to go in this third quarter. A 2nd and 8 here for DH as they go left to right. On your radio dials, they approach midfield. Shaver pulls it down, wants to run to the outside, gets tripped up. Good job by the Unitigo defense, and Caden Clow again, just getting enough to bring him down.
Yeah, he's not doing anything spectacular from that outside, but he's just doing a fantastic job of making contact, and, you know, he's not wrapping the guy up. He's just making contact and breaking his gait a little bit, and he tripped him up.
Just clipping him enough to get the job done. So a third and eight now for DH as the third quarter starting to wind down with a minute 45 to go. It's Unitego 14 and Deposit Hancock 12 deep here in the third quarter. Here's Shaver under center on a third and eight. Drops back, wants to pass. He's way back in the pocket, throws across the middle, passes complete, but he is down, and it's going to be about 4 yards short of the first down. Pass complete to Owen Wormuth. But again, Shaver is getting so much pressure, he drops back really far. By the time he passes, it's some big-time yards they need.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, it's too bad that he did put his knee down, because I'll tell you what, he had a lot of green grass in front of him once he turned around, but he caught it with his knees on the ground. Ball's blown dead right there.
Fourth and four near midfield. They're just into Unitego territory with a minute 5 to go in the third quarter. DH trailing on the road against Unitego 14-12. And it looks like they will punt this one away. Tyler Young is in to punt. Cooper Thayer is back to receive to our right on the Unitego 20-yard line. Here's the snap. Young looking to get one off. And, almost blocked again here by Andy Sheldon. Thayer is going to field this one at the 21-yard line and immediately be brought down. So Unitego will get it back.
You said it. I would have thought that young man would have gone after the ball. It looked like he hesitated a little bit. He was back there right with the punter. I don't know how he missed the ball.
I would totally agree with you, Tim. I thought he was going to block that punt. Looked like he was there in plenty of time.
Maybe he was just afraid to hit him and give him an automatic
first down.
So.
Very true.
Yeah, smart play.
That's got to be a tough call. Mm-hmm. You got to get the ball and hit none of the player. And, you know, you see it in the pros and in college. Those guys are experts at that. Maybe not so much at this level. 43 seconds to go, third quarter. Unitego gets the ball back with a 14-12 lead. And Slauson is under center. They are at about their own 21-yard line going right to left. They'll look to hand off to the outside. And about a 2-yard run here for Caden Clow.
Yeah, Clow on first down gets about 2 yards, like Nate said. Will bring up second down and eight for the Spartans.
So late in the third quarter here, might be able to get one, maybe two more plays off here for the Spartans, holding on to a two-point lead. Should be a great fourth quarter coming up. You're not going to want to turn the dial. They'll hand off to Clow again in the backfield, brought down. DH brings the house, and coming off the bottom of the pile there is Patrick Iselin with a great tackle.
Looks like they've done some defensive adjustments, and one of them would be that they're only putting one backer on the field at this point in time. They're playing like a 5, you know, a 4-1 or whatever. You know, it's just a weird looking off our defense. So
that's going to be it for the end of the third quarter. It's 14-12. Unitego on top of DH. We'll be right back on CDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otego is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry wishes the best of luck to area athletes this season, especially the Unitego Spartans. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back as we start the fourth quarter. 14-12, Unitego on top of Deposit Hancock, and the first play of the fourth quarter, an incomplete pass, is going to bring up a 4th and 9 here for Unitego, Tim.
Yes, Lawson had Stein out in the flat, and he hit him in the hands with the pass, but he just couldn't bring it down.
And so this is going to be a punt here from Slauson, and it's going to go over the head of the Eagles back to the 40, takes a Unitego bounce, rolls all the way down to the 30-yard line, and a good punt here by Unitego to at least pin back DH a little bit in their own end.
Yeah, the first half we didn't see the defenses, and now we are. You know, I mean, this is really getting to be a really exciting game, and we're 2 points away, you know, 2 points away from a tie, and we've got just started the fourth quarter.
Late in the third quarter, still 21-6, BG on top of Walton down in Bainbridge. Delhi has opened up a 34-0 lead in the third quarter at Unadilla Valley. And I did have one other score to pass along. 21-7, Forks on top of Norwich in the third quarter there, and that game is in Norwich tonight. 11:45 to go, fourth quarter. Should be a great finish here between the Eagles and the Spartans. Here is Shaver, throws one up onto the right side. A lofting ball is behind Bowie over on that far side. Could have been picked off. Cloud was in coverage, and it was just a little bit behind him by the time he turned around.
Yeah, it was, and I'll tell you what, it was up there for a long time, and it's hard when you're out there on an island by yourself with that young man that's running full speed down the field, and he just couldn't get to the ball in time.
2nd and 10 here for DH. 11:40 to go, fourth quarter. Eagles with the ball as they go right to left. They'll hand off Jackson Miller, and he's brought down at the line. A good job by Connor Griffin breaking through and just grabbing him around the waist and ripping him down.
Yeah, Connor Griffin actually gets a tackle for a loss on the play, brings up 3rd down and 11.
So a 3rd and 11 coming up. Clock continues to run. Unitego clings to a 2-point lead, 14-12. It was 14-6 at the half. Lone touchdown in the second half was a 1st and goal quarterback sneak by Darren Shaver for DH. And so now going right to left, ball at about the 30-yard line, still in their own end after that Unitego punt. Here is Shaver, drops back. He's deep in the pocket, wants to throw. Throws out into the flat, was looking for Cooper Hall, but the pass is incomplete. Just a line drive that was too far ahead of him.
Yeah, nice little design play, though. Remember that one, folks, because that one probably will come back to be run again because he was wide open and he had a little bit of room to get to the sticks, but 4th down.
Shaver kind of patting his helmet as he comes off saying, boy, I got to be smarter. Something on that play didn't go the way he wanted it. And, he'll get another chance at it for sure.
I think he let the ball out of his hand. I think that was the problem.
So DePaza Hancock's going to punt again. Let's see if the Spartans can maybe get in. They've been close to a block, and DH gets this punt off cleanly. Thayer will let it go. Takes a sideways bounce to about the 42, and it's down there by the Eagles. So good field position for Unitego. They'll start at their own 42 going left to right. They lead 14-12 with 10:45 to go in this fourth quarter.
Unitego could just do a nice little sustained drive and put points on the board. They could make it really tough on DePaza Hancock by making it a two-possession game.
That's the thing. If the Spartans can put some points on the board, those failed two-point conversions could really come back to haunt the Eagles. But if the Eagles can keep playing defense like they have, Unitego really hasn't gotten much going in the second half either.
Yeah, both defenses are doing a really nice job right now.
I did not expect this to really turn into a defensive battle here tonight, but that's kind of what this game is molded into. Cooper Thayer gets the ball as he goes from left to right. Thayer working his way up the midfield. Good for about a 9-yard run. And, boy, Tim, that was one of those plays looked like maybe you get 1 or 2, and all of a sudden he gets 9.
Yeah, and it actually looked like there was going to be a loss on the play, but Thayer would not let that happen, and he did get 9 yards, and it brings up 2nd down and 1.
That was one of those plays I really don't even know how Slauson and Thayer got the ball.
Yep.
It's just they're packed in so tight with how they hand it off. There was no room for error there, and it's fun to watch, you know, even though it's
the old double wing.
So I was just going to say it's packed in tight, but it's fun to watch. 2nd and 2 coming up. They'll hand off Dawson Wilson. He cuts back from left to right. He's got some room. 1st down and more. He's into DH territory across the 40 to the 35 before Shaver brings him down.
Yep, nice play by Dawson. We'll see on that. Good cut back and made a guy miss at the line of scrimmage and then got the first down.
Exactly 10 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Now the clock continues to move as the Spartans are at the 35-yard line here of the Eagles. Remember, folks, both these teams are 4-1 in the division, and this game won't really decide the division tonight, but will go a long way in deciding who might win the division here this year. Kind of a three-way race between Unitego, BG, and DH. Little sweep run left side. Cooper Thayer brought down, but not after a gain of about 2 or 3 yards. Another good play by Caleb Decker on the tackle for DH.
Caleb Decker saved a big gain right there, and Nate, like Nate said, he got about 3 yards, and he would have had 6 or 7, but Decker made a nice tackle.
9:20 to go, fourth quarter. 2nd and 7 coming up for the Spartans. They're taking their time. They're up 14-12, marching into Eagles territory. They're across the 35 to about the 33. And Slauson is under center. Caden Clough in the backfield. Wilsey split to the left. Cooper Thayer to the right. Slauson fakes the handoff, tries a little QB keeper. Well read by the Eagles defense, and they bring him down.
Yeah, they brought him down right away. I mean, I don't think Wilsey no sooner got the ball and he had contact from the line of DePaza Hancock.
Here's the thing. I think Wilsey never even got the ball. Slauson held on to it, got tackled, and they tackled Wilsey anyways in the backfield.
Well, that could be. I thought he had the ball, but maybe not.
Again, we've said it a couple times tonight here. Tell. It's very hard to tell, depending on the angle that we're at here in the broadcast booth, to see who has the ball coming out of the Unitego backfield. Very Walton-esque look, I think, from when they used to run this. Now they'll hand off Dawson Wilsey. Now he's got some daylight. First down and all the way up the middle. Touchdown here for Unitego. A 35-yard run for Dawson Wilsey.
Dawson Wilsey with his second 30-yard plus run of the night for 6 points for the Spartans.
So a 35-yard TD run for Dawson Wilsey, and Unitego punches this up to a 20-12 lead with 8:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Another run, he could have gotten one. Instead, he gets 35.
Yeah, nice cut back, and then he absolutely made somebody miss in the second level, and then he went right to the house.
They'll go for the extra point with Austin Stockert, and we'll see if he can go 3 for 3. This one is up through the uprights, and good. And Unitego takes a 21-12 lead over DH with 8:15 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step away and be right back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So Unitego with a 35-yard touchdown run by Dawson Wilsey gives them a fresh 21-12 lead with 8:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And do the Eagles have enough magic to get back in this game here now trailing 21-12?
Yeah, they're definitely going to have to score and score quick.
Waiting for the kickoff here from Unitego and Austin Stockert. He's hit all 3 extra points here tonight, and that has been a big difference in this game as DH loses the ball here, and it's still loose on this kickoff down at about the 20-yard line. Let's see who comes up with it. Looks like the Eagles are going to hold on. I think that was another case of the ball getting lost in the night sky, and a fumble back there by Caleb Decker, I believe it was.
26, yep.
Yep, it was Caleb Decker. And it actually came down, hit him right in the face mask, and then the ball was loose on the field. But luckily for the Eagles fans, they were able to hold on to it.
Yeah, nice play after it hit the ground. He just dove on it and didn't try to do too much with it, just covered it up and kept possession for the Eagles.
That could have been the death kiss there, but instead, the Eagles still have life here. 1st and 10 going right to left on your radio dial from about their own 20-yard line. They're going to hand off Jackson Miller. He cuts through the tackles, zigs and zags across the 25 to the 26.
Good play on first down. Good 6-yard gain for Miller, and the Eagles will bring up 2nd down and 4.
Now the clock really becomes the enemy here of the DePaza Hancock Eagles as it continues to run with 7:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitego with a 21-12 lead. Boy, this has been a fun one, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Picked the right one, Nate.
The Eagles with Darren Shaver on a 2nd and 3 will look to hand it off to Miller. Cuts to the outside, brought down right at the line. Not sure who exactly clipped them up. I believe it was Andy Sheldon, and I believe it's going to be a 3rd and inches here.
Yeah, it looks like he caught him just short of the first down, so Fozzie Hancock definitely is in that area where they're probably two-down territory anyway, so they got to go.
Third and one with the clock running. They're in their own territory, 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. They're at about the 27-yard line, Shaver under center. Let's see if it's a QB keeper. Waiting for the snap. I think they tried to draw him off there, but instead Shaver drops back. He's got a receiver long. Can they connect? This one is caught. Complete to Austin Lenio at midfield, up to the 45 before he's tackled out of bounds. Gutsy play call there on third and one, and it pays off for DH.
Yeah, and it was into double coverage, and they just mistimed their jump over there for the Spartans and right into Lenio's hand, and then Lenio made a nice run after catch and got the ball into the Spartan territory.
So Unitigo with a 21-12 lead, but DH not going quietly. They're into Unitigo territory now at the 44-yard line. Boy, that was big. Double coverage. Pass had to be right on the money. It was. And maybe a little luck mixed in there as well.
They sent two receivers, one on each side, long. So that was the play design.
So Shaver had his choice, and he made the right one. Here on a first and 10, Shaver's going to hand off. Jackson Miller meets, again, the Unitigo D-line, and he has nowhere to go. Brought down on the play by Trevor Winchester and a host of other tacklers in there. I believe Kobe Flamensfeld as well.
Yeah, what a nice play by the Spartans. It looked like they didn't even get blocked on the play. They were in the backfield way before the running back even got the ball.
6:10 to go, fourth quarter. Again, that clock continuing to tick and tick. Second and 11. DH needs some points on this drive as they trail 21-12. Shaver, the DH quarterback under center, drops back, wants to throw again. Deep here, about an eight-step drop. Throws down the right side of the field, and it's a home run ball. And this time it's picked off by the Spartans, but then immediately fumbled, but they fall on it anyways. And Unitigo's going to get it back. And they will pick it up at about their own 22-yard line.
They picked off the ball, and then the defender, well, the offensive player, actually stuck the defensive back, and he fumbled the ball, but then his team he recovered it. So Unitigo will take over on the turnover.
Colby Flamensfeld made the interception and then immediately got hit, coughed it up, but the Spartans in a dog pile were able to fall on it in time. So with 5:47 to go in the fourth quarter, Unitigo gets the ball back. They go left to right. They're in their own territory at about their own 22-yard line and a 21-12 lead. Here is Slauson trying to slow things down here for the Spartans on a first and 10. Hands off up the middle again. Dawson Wilsey breaking tackles. Good for a first down and more out to about the 40-yard line.
Yeah, nice play right there by Wilsey. And like Nate said, he's breaking tackles, but he's also carrying tacklers with him. So nice first down run and first down yardage.
Here's a guy in Dawson Wilsey 2 years ago in the opener against Green. Blows out just about everything you can blow out in a knee. Is back by the baseball season of that year, and he's been strong ever since. And it's just amazing to watch someone who they said he might not ever walk correctly again is just grounded and pounded out on this football field. 5:10 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo with a 21-12 lead, and they have the ball. Thayer in the backfield, and he's brought down. Big-time play there by the DH defense as Thayer loses just about 2 or 3 yards. River Burgess bringing him down.
Yeah, River Burgess just shot out of a cannon right into the backfield and made the tackle for a loss. Brings up second down and 14.
Clock continues to move. Unitigo with the ball and a lead, 21-12. As Tim said, a second and 14. And Unitigo taking their sweet time here as Lawson glances over to the sideline, gets the signal from Coach McCroney and the rest of the team, waiting for the call here as Lawson settles in. Again, a second and 14 deep here in the fourth quarter at Unitigo High School. They'll hand off here on second down. Again, we'll see the workhorse up the middle before he's gang-tackled. It's going to bring up a manageable third down. It's going to be about third and 9, third and 8 here after a pickup of 6 by Wilsey.
Yeah, good to play right there, and a nice stop by DH to keep them short of the first down sticks, but on third down for the Spartans.
Again, both these teams 4-1 overall coming into tonight's ballgame, 3-0 in the division. Trying to pick up a key win here at home on senior night for the Spartans. The Eagles were trying to spoil the party, but they trail late in this one, 21-12, with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Slauson under center. Cooper Thayer on third and 8. A sweep to the outside. He's going to get it and be pushed out of bounds right at midfield. Huge run there by the senior Cooper Thayer, and I think he just got enough to move the chains.
Well, I'm looking where that ref's marking that ball. Okay. I'm like looking at the yardstick, and it's like, okay, first down.
Yeah.
But
it was the far side, really hard to tell from this angle whether he stepped out of bounds or if he did, where exactly it was. But they'll give him the first and 10. And so 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego on top of Deposit Hancock, 21-12.
And Floss is doing a fantastic job of managing the clock, absolutely.
He really is.
Right down to inside 10 seconds every time.
You know, he's a senior, but this is his first year at the QB position, replacing Jared Smith, who was so solid a year ago. Now they'll hand off on first and 10 for Clow. Maybe a gain of one on the play, but the clock is working for the Spartans right now.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, that 9-point lead, they definitely want to take off as much time as they can, but Deposit Hancock has a timeout, a few left, so they should be getting ready to start using some of those.
Out-of-town score update, BG 21, Walton 14.
Oh, here we go.
With 9:20 to go in the fourth quarter. And another score update, Shenango Forks up 42-7 at the end of the third over Norwich. Forks just continues to be dominant, as we'll have a flag on the play here, and we'll see who jumped. Going to be on Unitego with 3:03 to go, as Unitego leads Deposit Hancock 21-12. Both these teams in the state rankings this week. Deposit Hancock 12th in Class D. Honorable mention for Unitego. And I think a lot of people, you know, they knew it was going to be a good game, but I think coming in, I think most people were thinking, boy, DH will probably get a big road win, but I know still some time left here, 2:45 to go fourth quarter, but Unitego just seems to be in the driver's seat at the moment. Here is Slauson on a 2nd and 15 after that penalty. Again, they'll try to run it up the middle and just try to burn some clock off here. Cloud with a gain of 1, 3rd and a country mile coming up here for Unitego.
And I think we have our timeout on the field.
So a timeout will be taken. And we're going to step away for 30 seconds with 2:35 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego leading DH, 21-12. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2:35 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on FM 101 AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. That's fun saying that.
Yeah.
The old liner. 2:35 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego on top 21-12 over visiting Deposit Hancock. Jim Tomeo, our producer, back in our Main Street Sydney studio tonight. Always a big thank you to Jim. He's keeping us up to date on all the playoff baseball scores, everything else, too, so we appreciate that. Here is Slauson under center here trying to put the icing on the cake here maybe for Unitego. A sweep run on 3rd and 14 for Cooper Thayer. Bounces to the outside. Looks like he's going to maybe pick up 5, and it's near midfield. And so now Unitego might have to punt this one away. We'll see what they decide to do.
It looked like he got brought down about at their own 45, but it must be he landed on a Deposit Hancock guy and then just kept going. Cause
I think they gave him an extra yard or two here. I'm surprised. 4th and 3 is what they're saying.
Yeah.
With 2 minutes to go, and I think it looks like they might go for it here, try to burn as much time off the clock as they can before they break the huddle.
We'll see what they do.
Maybe they'll take the penalty.
Yeah, take the penalty, punt it away.
So it looks like they will probably take the penalty here as the game clock, or the game clock will tick down to 1:44. The play clock ticking down. Timeout taken by Unitego. We're going to step away for 30 seconds again. Unitego 21, Deposit Hancock 12, fourth quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. or 369-4122.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a 4th-and-3 for Unitego, and Deposit Hancock is going to jump the gun, jump off sides, and give Unitego a first down and maybe put this one to bed here, Tim.
Yeah, that was a big play right there, and you have to wonder if they even had a play called, if they were just going to do that and, like we said before, take the penalty and punt it away, because, you know, you got the lead. You don't want to turn it over at midfield, so I would think they would have wanted to get rid of the ball. So
9 minutes to go down in Bainbridge, and BG is open to back up to 28-14 over Walton. We'll keep you updated on that during the post-game show as well. A minute and a half to go here, too, and Unitego is just trying to burn this clock down as they lead 21-12, and they are right at midfield. They'll hand off to Wilsey. Wilsey's going to bust it up the middle to the 40, to the 39. And it looks like Unitego is going to knock off Deposit Hancock here tonight on their home field, as now DH is going to take a timeout. We'll step away once again for 30 seconds with Unitego leading 21-12 here over DH on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
109 to go here in the fourth quarter. 21-12 to score. A 2nd-and-5 for Unitego. They have the ball, and it looks like they are just going to chew this clock right up and try to be as safe as possible. Slauson is under center. Caden Clow is in the backfield. Thayer to the right. Wilsey to the left. And the game plan has worked very nicely here tonight for Unitego. They'll hand off to Clow. He gets through to the second level, up to the 30. Going to be close to a first down here with a minute to go.
Yeah, it looks like he got it, and I'm guessing with a minute to go and one timeout left for Deposit Hancock, I think we're going to see a victory in the Spartans column tonight.
So senior night, always special to win at home on senior night. And I think this one is going to mean a lot to Unitego. They opened the season with a really tough game at Sydney. They lost 57-0. Nothing went right for them that night. And since then, they have rattled off 5 wins in a row, and this has been huge for Unitego as they'll improve to 5-1 as they'll take the victory stance here. Clock down to 40 seconds to go. So they took one knee, and they'll probably have one more here. Coach McCroney has got to be pretty happy here tonight.
Yeah, he's got to be happy. I mean, these kids have really bounced back from what could have been a very devastating, you know, start to the season. You just got to motivate the kids. The kids motivated themselves, and they've done a great job, 5 in a row. Good job, Spartans.
So Unitego is going to win here tonight, 21-12 over Deposit Hancock. A huge victory for the Spartans and a very tough pill to swallow tonight on the road for the Eagles. Post-game show coming up. We'll recap this one, give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Our final score, Unitego 21, Deposit Hancock 12. We'll be right back with the post-game show on CDO.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At 3 great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together. From designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. and you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations, Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you one last time, live from Unitego High School, as Unitego gets a big win over Deposit Hancock tonight, 21-12. That's a big win within Division 5, as they call it, in the Section 4 Class D bracket. And tough one here for the Eagles tonight, Tim, but the Spartans, I think, surprising everyone with a nice victory at home on senior night.
Yeah, those kids really just laid it out all out on the line tonight and walked away with a victory and a memory for a lifetime.
Very big victory here tonight for Unitego over Deposit Hancock, moving them to 5-1 overall and 4-0 in the division. Let's quickly run through our scoring summary here. All the way back to the first quarter, it was Jackson Miller getting Deposit Hancock on the board with a 30-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was no good. A 6-0 lead at that point in the first quarter for DH. Then it was Unitego answering on the next drive with Caden Clow. He punched it in for a 1-yard touchdown. The field goal by Austin Stockert was good. The point after, I should say, made it 7-6. That was set up by a very nice run from Dawson Wilsey on that drive. Second quarter, Unitego took the lead as Paul Slauson passed to Cooper Thayer for a 15-yard TD. The extra point was good, so at the half, Unitego led 14-6. And then I was really impressed with the energy that DH came out of the locker room with to start the third quarter. Darren Shaver had a 1-yard touchdown run after he had an interception to really set that all up. A two-point conversion was no good, so DH was right back in the game. They're down 14-12 going into the third quarter. But Unitego put the icing on the cake with a 35-yard touchdown scamper from Dawson Wilsey. The field, the point after was good to make it 21-12. That was our final score. So a heavy dose of running the ball here tonight gets it done for Unitego.
Yeah, and again, like we talked about during the game, it was really not what Wilsey really didn't do much until the second half, so it was kind of green look like with Carmen, and he definitely took over. He had two touchdowns for the night, and over 60 yards in those two touchdown scores.
Let's do our three awards here tonight. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. Tim, I'll see if you agree with me, but Dawson Wilsey, Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight from Unitego. Just lots of big runs and scores the TD. That's the eventual game winner.
Yeah, two touchdowns and probably, well, you know, a little over 100 yards, maybe mid-100 yard night on rushing the ball for the Spartans. Good job.
Up next, the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. I would like to give this one tonight, Tim, to Wyatt Little from Unitigo. I thought he was huge on the line, and we kept saying his name time after time for those big-time tackles.
Yeah, we said his name a number of times in the first half, Nate, and I think DePaza Hancock adjusted their blocking scheme on him specifically, so I think he got double-teamed a lot in the second half, so he didn't make the big tackles, but he definitely had impact on the game all night long, and way to go, Wyatt.
ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is our final trophy of the night to hand out. Brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, proud to support youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I think we have to go with Darren Shaver tonight for DH. I mean, you could also go with Jackson Miller maybe, but Shaver, I thought, got them back in this game. He had the interception. He got a touchdown and just does a little bit of everything. Perfect for the All-Purpose Award.
Yeah, All-Purpose Award, great athlete, nice kid, and well-deserving.
So those are our three awards tonight. Another quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. The last check we had from some of the games we were keeping an eye on, Forks was up big on Norwich, 42-7 at the end of the third quarter. Last check we had was Delhi 40 and UV nothing. That game over at Unadilla Valley tonight. And the last check we had from down in Bainbridge was that about midway through the fourth quarter, BG was up 28-14 on top of Walton. So those games should be final coming up. Looks like BG might be able to hang on for their first win over Walton in a long, long time.
Yeah, long, long time, especially what you said at halftime was how many people were saying, oh, it's been 20 years, no, it's been 30 years, it's been whatever it is. It's been a long time, and congratulations to the Bobcats beating the Warriors of Walton tonight.
It might be a celebration at Bob's Diner tomorrow in Bainbridge for all the old-timers, sipping some coffee tomorrow morning, reminiscing about a BG win tonight if they can hang on against Walton. Again, midway through the fourth, they lead 28-14. Our final score here, Unitigo 21, DePaza Hancock 12. So glad we were here for this one.
Yeah.
Really lived up to the hype, and I think a lot of people, it might raise their eyebrows a little bit for whatever reason. Both teams 4-1 coming in. I think some people just thought, DH might have enough to walk away. I'd be in that party coming into tonight's game. I thought, okay, DH might have a little more firepower. But Unitigo did a great job.
I mean, I think that just shows you how askew that game was against the Warriors with the Spartans right off the bat this year, because that wasn't the Spartan team right now. And I'll tell you what, you asked these kids a couple weeks ago.
I did.
Do you want to play Sydney? Well, of course they do.
Yeah.
You know what? We're not saying we're going to beat them, but we want another shot at the top team, and who doesn't? And, you know, like we said at halftime, now they've got that big number one thing on their back too. So there's a huge target on the Warriors from Sydney now. So it's going to get really exciting in these next 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, Sydney was ranked number one in the state in Class D this week by the New York State Sports Writers poll. They'll pick up a win this week with having a bye because of the no game with Seton Catholic. So I'm assuming they're going to stay in the one spot. If not, they'll be in the 1, 2, or 3 hole. I believe this loss could knock DePaza Hancock. They were ranked 12th. Probably puts them back more towards 18-20, if not the honorable mention. I think this propels Unitigo probably up into the rankings. If Green wins tonight, they were taking on Oxford. I think that could put them either back in honorable mention or maybe in the top 15-20, somewhere in there. And I think
if BG hangs on?
I think BG, I think we're getting another update here. Just a minute left, BG's up 34-14. So BG's putting the icing on the cake down there. They could be in the state rankings.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a lot of local teams. And if Harpersville-Afton bounces back tonight, they're at Lansing. We didn't have any updates from there. They could be back in honorable mention.
Right. So there's 6-7 miles between here and Sydney, and 6-7 miles between Sydney and Bainbridge.
Yeah.
And they're all three could be ranked in the state rankings.
Yes.
That's
next
awesome.
Week. Yeah.
That's absolutely awesome. Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Yeah, you got it. And it's been, BG, it's been a while. Of course, Unitigo and Sydney had great years last year. We're both ranked at the end of the year. But to have those three teams, I think, solidifies for me, when I talk to the New York State Sports Writers guys, once in a while they'll ask for my opinion. Mm-hmm. And
they better listen to you.
I hope they do. Section 4, no matter the sport, right. We have so many small schools here. We have a lot of schools. I think it's probably Section 3, 4, and 5, and maybe 10 up in the North Country. But we have so many small schools that when the team gets ranked, no matter the sport, it really shows something because you have so many other teams that you're battling against. You know, you see Section 9 down Route 17, they have two Class D schools.
Right, that's it.
So if you're ranked,
by the sectionals,
you could get to states and win in one game.
Yep.
So
and how fair is that?
Yeah.
This other schools have, you know, had to win 7 or 8.
A,
you know.
You know, you had a full bracket of playoffs to get through. Mm-hmm. Some of those other teams might win one game in the sectional playoffs and go to states. So I just my whole point there is that I think Section 4 Class D football and other sports, if you come out of here, you're battle tested and you're ready. Whether you win or lose at states.
Right.
You're battle tested. So, looks like we have another final score. Forks beats Norwich 49-7.
Wow.
So, we might see Norwich next week. We're a little up in the air on what game we'll be at next week. There's a lot going on. Sydney's at Newark Valley, but looks like we might be following the MAC soccer championships that day. So, don't shoot me, folks. But there's a lot going on next week, so check out WCDOsports.com. We'll keep you up to date on what we're going to do. So.
And I promise, folks, I will not be doing soccer games.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no idea what that's about.
Well, make sure you follow us on Twitter. We'll have all your updates you need for local soccer next week. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. And great night here tonight as Unitigo defeats Deposit Hancock again, 21-12, the final score under the lights here at Unitigo. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Again, thanks for listening tonight, and have a great night from CDO Sports.